did you carry the project out?
So initially what we did is we wanted to see the scale of the problem. So we carried out an audit and we wanted to see what was the issues that were being picked up with gentamicin and how best could we then develop an approach to solve these problems. When we initially done the audit, what we found was a lot of multiple administrations were being done and a lot of bloods weren't being ordered in the right window. So with gentamicin, our trust policy is we have to order them within a 6 to 14 hour window. And what we found was they're either not being ordered on time or they were being ordered outside the window. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of multiple administrations were happening as well. So what we decided to do is we've drafted a guideline to allow pharmacists to amend these blood orders and schedule new orders so that the gentamicin monitoring could be carried out efficiently. And we felt as pharmacists, we were in the best position to do this since a lot of our work is around therapeutic drug monitoring.
We've carried out a pilot project down on the acute medical unit. Ourselves and a colleague of ours has been implementing the guideline in the pilot AMU area. This was approved by the medical team on AMU. And we've been able to gather some really great data so far. Mostly it's to do with moving those blood levels so that they're taken within the 16, 14 hour window. One of my favourite examples is one of our colleagues picked up that the patient didn't need to get a second blood test taken because we could just add it on to the previous bloods they'd had, and that was going to fit within the window. And that then meant the patient didn't have to have another encounter of venipuncture, which I think a patient would probably really appreciate, not having to have multiple bloods taken. Yeah.